Leinster House, meanwhile, the backers of the two candidates have been continuing their squabbles. The Labour leader, Ivana Bacic, was critical of Fine Gael's tactics in the final days of the campaign, specifically the party's focus on Catherine Connolly's work as a barrister.
I think this is really a new low, and indeed I think it may be an own goal for Fine Gael, judging by certainly the canvassing I'm doing and the response I'm getting from people who would normally be describe themselves as Fine Gael voters. I think many people are really disgusted by this style of tactic that has been used by Fine Gael, this negative campaigning. I think it is wrong, it is nasty, and I'm appealing to Fine Gael in these last few days, raise your tone, provide your supporters with some positive reasons to vote for your candidate. This is not, it's not healthy to have campaigning that is so negative from one side.
On the way into cabinet, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, insisted there were legitimate questions for Catherine Connolly.
There is a very important role that our barristers carry out, absolutely. But there's also a very important that people are consistent and that when people are saying one thing at a council meeting in the evening, that they're not doing a different thing for their day job and that there's a transparency.
Meanwhile, Independent Ireland leader Michael Collins said his party had yet to decide on who it will be supporting.
We have made it very clear, Independent Ireland party, that a decision will be made after the final debate, the final as to who we are supporting, if we're publicly supporting anybody. We have no, what's the word, beating the game as such, because the candidate we signed up to wasn't on the ballot paper, and we have to accept that.
Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham joins us. Paul, the two sides still arguing about what a barrister can and can't do. They've been mired in this for several days now.
Yeah, they have been, and it has become increasingly bitter. And you heard the Taoiseach saying he's no regrets about it and is quite strident in the questions that he believes Catherine Connolly still has to answer. At times, there's a bit of movement over what is actually being discussed. From Fine Gael's point of view, they're saying they're not interested in Catherine Connolly's individual cases. What they're trying to draw attention to the fact is that when Catherine Connolly became a TD and stopped being a barrister and was in the Dáil talking in relation to housing policy and evictions, that at that time she should have adopted a strategy which was to reference the fact that she had done some work for banks in the past. That's the key thing. You heard there from the Labour leader, Ivana Bacic, she's saying that Catherine Connolly has been put in this invidious position that a barrister is not allowed to talk about individual cases or details of those cases, that that's been confirmed by the Bar Council, and therefore this is a nasty negative campaign being taken over by Fine Gael. So the two sides are taking different positions on this one. And on that plinth call, Ivana Bacic was being asked, well, when you were in the Shannon before being a TD, you used to say that you'd represented people before, and so why don't you expect the same thing to be applied to Catherine Connolly, the same logic to apply? So you can see this is getting into a level of granular detail, and I think to a certain extent it's probably going over the heads of the voters at this stage. I'm not sure just exactly how much they want to drill down into the detail.
This is it. I don't think most of us have ever spent so much time wondering about what a barrister can and can't do. Tonight, the final debate, it's on prime time. What do you think we can expect?
Well, it's on at 9:35, and I think to a certain extent, if we look at three successive polls, they have suggested that Catherine Connolly has an advantage. And in the last one, the Irish Times Ipsos BNA poll, it was an 18-point advantage. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But what we can say is that it does mean that pressure is going to apply on Heather Humphreys to make up some of that ground, that she's going to have to make the running. And so the question for her strategy team is, how does she want to do that? Is it by trying to sort of really capture people's imagination with her vision of the presidency, or is it maintaining this issue that Catherine Connolly has got questions to answer and going in on the detail of that? So there's something of a fork in the road, because this is the last debate, and it is the case that they've only got two more campaigning days to go. This is like, if you want to put it an analogy, it's like a political casino, and they have to put it all in black or red on this one, because there isn't going to be too much time left after that before voters go to the polls. So I think it is a significant part of the debate, and it'll be fascinating to watch how Heather Humphreys decides to go. Catherine Connolly, for her part, has been quite consistent in how she's debated. She's got certain lines that she says she won't go beyond, whether that's related to her barrister work or whether it relates to issues like Syria. So it'll be interesting to see how the presenters, Miriam McCallaghan and Sarah McInerney, trying to engage her on those points as well.
We know that back in 2011, the big TV debate did move the dial, but that involved an extraordinary sequence of events.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive because just, first of all, there were seven candidates other than two, and they were all standing around and they were given an opportunity to have an opening statement. And the Sinn Féin candidate, Martin McGuinness, went immediately for Sean Gallagher, who at that stage was in a significant lead, a bit like Catherine Connolly at the moment, and started asking him questions in relation to whether or not he'd been collecting money on behalf of Fianna Fáil. And there were several stages in that through that debate, including there was a tweet which subsequently was found to have been a fake tweet, but that wasn't corrected before the programme was over. But Sean Gallagher was still in the 6-1 studio on television the following day, still explaining in relation to these questions to whether or not he'd been collecting cash for Fianna Fáil. It was one of those crazy debates. It was actually a crazy election, but it did turn, that TV debate did turn the tide, and for Sean Gallagher, he subsequently stood in 2018 but never was able to recapture the momentum in regard to it. So if you're thinking about tonight, that's why I think there will be a big viewership. I think people will be tuning in because it has the capacity to go anywhere.
Paul, thank you. That was our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.